Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, and I'm one of the producers of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks, and enjoy the episode.
It appears in countless pop songs, is played at tons of weddings, and repeats the same 8 notes over and over again. What is it? It's Pachelbel's Canon. We'll get into what makes this piece so popular and how to spot it in the wild today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts. I'm your host, Kate Botello. Before we get into the episode, let's start off with a Quizlet question. So today we're talking about a piece of music called a canon, spelled C-A-N-O-N. And we'll go into what that means shortly, but our Quizlet today is going to be about a musical canon, spelled C-A-N-N-O-N. Like the thing that sticks out of the side of pirate ships and shoots cannonballs? Yeah, that thing. What piece of classical music features the sound of a cannon? What's the most famous example of a piece of classical music with cannons in the orchestration? Stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. Johann Pachelbel was a German composer and organist who lived in the 1600s. And while he was the organist for an important church in Erfurt, Germany, he wrote a piece called Canon in D Major. A canon is a piece of music that has a main melody that is repeated or played over itself to create fun new harmonies. A great example of a canon is Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Do you hear how it's the same melody, but it's just happening at a different time? Well, Pachelbel's canon is similar. It has 8 main notes that are played over and over. I mean, a total of 27 times. Let's listen. Then we start out with a melody in one of the upper voices. And then the melody repeats in a middle voice. And then the melody comes in a lower voice. Over those 8 main notes, the upper voices play the melody in a round, or a canon. And then the melody changes a little bit. This one has more movement in the notes. But it still gets repeated in all 3 of the top voices. Now that melody changes a little more every time we hear it, and it gets a little more complicated every time. But listen for that original 8 notes in the cello. It's still there, laying the foundation for all of the exciting things on top. Sometimes, musicians think this piece is a little bit boring since it's the same 8 chords over and over and over again. But what do you think? When Pachelbel wrote this piece, he wanted it to be played a lot faster than we normally hear it today. More like this. Well, in the 1960s, so almost 300 years after Pachelbel wrote it, the Jean-François Paillard Chamber Orchestra played it much slower than anyone had ever heard it before. And people loved it. So from then on, the slower, more lush version has been incredibly popular. It also uses a pretty common chord progression that is still used in pop music and a lot of other types of music. So you might hear songs nowadays that still sound a bit like this piece from way back in the 1600s.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through.
How cool! Hey, Sprouts, at the beginning of the episode, I asked you, what's the most famous example of a piece of classical music with canons in the orchestration? Canons with two N's, not like the canon we've been listening to, right? Okay, desk roll, please. It's the 1812 Overture. Written by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, the piece celebrates Russia's successful defense against the French invasion of the country by Napoleon in 1812, and the piece uses real cannon blasts. Sprouts, head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, to listen to the full canon in D, watch the score as you listen, and hear other fun versions of the piece, including pop songs that use it. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts, and find and follow us on Instagram at Classical Sprouts, where we always have fun content. Until next time, I'm your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Hasta luego!
Interlochen Public Radio!
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.